when you're out and about, do you look at people who are going for a run and think, should I, could I do that? Is it just a matter of putting on a pair of trainers and off you go? Well, not if you don't want to get injured. It's Amanda Smith here from Sporty on Radio National, and I'm chasing some tips if you want to take up running.
Set.
I'm at a suburban running track where a group of kids from 7 to 16 years old are training. After their warm-up, they're about to head off for a 1 kilometre run.
Is everyone ready? So stick to lane number 3, nice and solid, set, go!
It's 2.5 laps, something they're doing effortlessly, but that I can only aspire to at the moment.
Okay, 1 lap to go, keep going, finish off.
There's an 11-year-old boy out in front.
Nice and easy.
But a 9-year-old girl who's just behind him.
Okay, good stuff, Joel, finish off. Well done, Chloe. 3:30, 3:31, 3:32, 3:33. Well done, well done. In recovery now.
Mark Howard is a running coach who teaches people of all ages how to run. Mark, don't I already know how to run? Wasn't I born to run?
Well, that may be true, but a lot of people who try and run for the first time, they put the running shoes on and try and go for a 5K run, and then after 300 or 400 metres, they're really, really tired, puffing and panting. They stop, go home, and probably have a couple of drinks after that. To really run, you need all the proper technique, and you probably need a coaching lesson in relation to how to run properly.
What are some common flaws in how people run?
Generally, it's the arms. People start throwing their arms around. So once your arms are going across your body from side to side, then your shoulders will go out from side to side, and then you'll find that your head will wobble all around. So you see people with really bad technique. If you go and watch people running around a local park, the ones that really don't know how to run.
You must just be tut-tutting the whole time.
Oh, I'd like to teach as many people as I can to run. I've done that for over 20 years now.
So how do you start off a beginner adult, someone who's never really been a runner or hasn't done it for a long time?
So my advice is to get your technique evaluated before you go out and run. A one-on-one session with a running coach, get your technique evaluated, and then probably start at a 30-second run and a one-minute walk. So the mistake most people make is they'll go and run or try and run 5K because the app says you've got to run 5K if you want to start today. But realistically, 5K is far too long to run for someone that's never run before. So if you start baby steps, start at 30 seconds for one day. If that's comfortable, then you can move up to 1 minute the next day. If that's comfortable, then you can just gradually increase those levels each day.
How do you stay motivated, Mark, you know, when it's too cold or it's too hot or I'm too busy to run today, and then after a few days, you know, it sort of starts to drop off?
The motivation is through goals. So you've got to set yourself goals. So all my athletes, whether they're state level, national level, or just do it for fun, they've all got a goal, usually to get their times down in certain events. But everyone's motivated by different things. The best thing you can do is just get in that routine.
Why do you run? What do you like about running?
I think it's the endorphins that you get afterwards. Sometimes you might not have that motivation, but you put the shoes on, you get out there and it might be raining. As soon as you've done your session, you'll get home and then the endorphins will kick in. You'll think, oh, geez, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I did that. So that's, you know, the motivating factor.
Well as plotters of my kind, you do coach serious competitive runners. Coming back to the idea that we're born to run, do some people have a kind of natural ability to run fast?
Oh, absolutely. It's genetics. Some people aren't born with that natural ability. That doesn't mean you can't run. Everyone's got two arms and two legs, and everyone can run. But I can see when kids have got that natural ability. Chloe Baldock is one of those girls. She's only 9 years old, and we saw her run a 3 minute 30, 1 kilometre run tonight. That's pretty quick. And you just watch her glide along. And I can't keep up with her anymore.
So, Chloe, when did you discover that you were good at running?
So, I came to Little Athletics when I was about 5 years old, and I always used to come second in the races, and that was the sprint, so we didn't start doing the long distance stuff yet. But then when we got to the long distance stuff, I found out that I was good at the long distance stuff, and that's the thing I wanted to train for.
Do you go running with your mum and dad?
Well, when I was quite little, like when I first started running, I always used to go with my dad around the block.
Did you beat him?
Most of the time.
Even when you were a little kid?
Yeah.
So now, what do you like about running?
Because I'm good at it, that's probably one of the main reasons I like it.
What does it feel like when you run?
Well, mostly very tiring, but when I finish, I feel good that I finished the race.
Is there technique involved in running for you? What does your coach teach you about your form, about how you run?
Well, to keep my arms close to my body and put them up straight and relax my shoulders and keep my head still.
And can you do all that?
Well, I'm working on it. I can do it sometimes for the sprints, but when it gets to the longer stuff, I get really tired and my form like goes and get a bit of a sloppy technique.
Now you're still puffing from the last run you did, by the sound of it. I should let you go and let you get into recovery. Thanks for speaking with me.
You're welcome.
So a good 5-minute recovery. Let's go back to the start line, have a drink, have a rest, and then it's a 500 metre rep after this. Okay, great stuff, guys. Good running. Good running.
Well, now, if you decide on running, you might want to think about what you're going to wear on your feet. Now, running shoes are a very big business, and there are different and competing ideas about the type of shoe that's best for you. Very confusing. So I'm hoping to get some independent expert advice from Chris White at his running shoe shop. So, Chris, when it comes to choosing a new pair of runners, where do we start?
Where we typically start is just a few questions to get a bit of information. So have you tried running previously?
Well, I've done a little bit, but not very much. And when I run, I have to say I can get quite sore Achilles tendons.
Sure. Okay. So we'll have a look at your run on a treadmill in a sec. That'll give us a bit of an idea about how your lower limb mechanics work and about what we think will be suitable from a footwear perspective. I mean, the most important thing is that we get you into a comfortable shoe, but we also want that shoe to be something that's not going to be contributory to injury for you as well.
All right, so off to the treadmill.
Yeah.
So do I wear shoes?
No, we're going to need you to take your shoes off. So we're going to go barefoot first of all.
Mm-hmm. Great.
All right, good. So go and sit back down again. I can talk you through what we look at.
So you videoed me doing that.
Yeah, I've just taken some video from behind, down at foot level.
Can I put my socks back on? My feet are cold.
Put those back on now. So what we look at here is how you transition weight through your foot, through your running gait. So for you, there's not a lot of movement of pronation through the foot as you run.
So pronation is when you sort of...
Pronation's a desirable thing to occur. It's a shock-absorbing mechanism. So some people just... The position at which their foot pronates to is that it distributes a lot more weight through the inside edge of the foot.
So you sort of roll in on the foot.
Yeah, absolutely. Typically for those people that are putting more force through the inside edge of the foot, we want a shoe that's going to have the structure or integrity in it to deal with that force. You know, looking at you, like, I don't think you need too much structure on that inside edge of the shoe.
What are common mistakes people make with running shoes, Chris?
Yeah, so probably some of the more common mistakes, more support doesn't necessarily mean less stress. It's about getting a shoe which is appropriate for you. We see a lot of people going and buying the more expensive models, expecting them to be a better quality and therefore a better level of support. That's not necessarily the case.
It's busy in this shop.
Yeah, it's always busy in here. So this is the first option we're going to try on.
Oh, that feels nice.
Well, that's always a good sign. Like, you know, there's definitely no wearing in period with shoes. So, I mean, that would be another mistake people sometimes make, is assuming that they need to wear into a shoe. Okay. A good shoe should feel good straight away.
That's good to know.
All right. So what we're going to do now is hop back on the treadmill and just have a look and see how you look running in this shoe.
Great.
How do they feel?
They feel good, yeah.
Oh, we'll definitely try some more on. So, I mean, just quickly what we look at here, just taking that little bit of video on the treadmill of you, is we just make sure that once you transition your weight into your foot and reach a position that we call mid-stance, which is when all your weight's loaded through the foot, we just make sure that you're balanced on top of the cushioning in a shoe.
And do you think I am?
Absolutely. So for us, we'd think that this is a pretty safe shoe for you to run in. And the other types of shoes that we'd also recommend for you to try on would also be a similar level of structure to this shoe here.
Great.
So something that feels comfortable, something that gives your foot enough space to move, and then something that also doesn't interfere with how your foot wants to move. All right, so we've just put a different shoe on there. How's that one feeling?
Yeah.
But straight away, not as comfortable as the last pair that you had on.
I think so. It's a bit hard to say, but
yeah. Sure. What to do now is just go for a run in these ones and see how they feel.
Sure.
How they feel now that you're running?
Yeah, they feel good. They feel good too.
That's good. So we'll just slow you down again there, and just keep going until that one stops totally.
Well, I don't know if I could split the difference between either of those.
Well, pretty easy way to split the difference between different shoes is we might just grab one off of the second pair and just get one of the first pairs of shoes onto your other foot.
Oh, I see, one on each foot.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. So a little bit of a side-to-side comparison between the two shoes.
Yeah, brilliant.
So which of the two shoes feels, you know, lighter, less noticeable, or more natural for you?
Look, I'd still say the first one, I think.
Yeah.
What about from a cost perspective?
Mm-hmm. So the one on the right foot is $220. The one on the left foot is $200.
Okay. Now, can I ask a bit of a girly question?
Yes.
The one I prefer is black. Does that come in any other colour?
It does come in a lighter grey colour as well.
Yeah, I'd probably prefer that than black.
Sure.
Chris, I'm not sure how far I'm going to get with my running, of course, but how often, I mean, I've got a brand new pair or about to have a brand new pair now, but how often should you be replacing your running shoes?
The thing that limits the life of a shoe is the cushioning underneath the foot. It's what does most of the work to protect you in the running shoe. That cushioning can only deal with so much force. So typically we'd expect a shoe to last for about 800 kilometres of running. So if you're running about 15 k's a week, it'll typically take you a year to accumulate that 800 kilometres.
Great. Okay. So if you've got my size in that lighter colour, you don't have it. No, it's only the...
Yeah, we've got... So we've got a blue one as well. We can order the white one in. It'll just take about a day to get in for you.
Oh, look, let's order one in.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Most likely should have it by tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be back. And Chris White is from the running company. It has stores in places around the country. Chris, thank you so much for your help. We'll see how we go once I get the shoes.
No worries. Thanks for your time.